I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny, you were reading, so you missed Bryn showing us how long his hair is. He just pulled down bangs that go to his chin.
Is that?
No, that's not true. I was just mocking Sarah because Sarah was like, she always adjusts her hair.
I fixed my hair during the break.
As if we're on TV or something.
Yeah.
In the camera view.
Gotta make sure.
I was just doing what she was doing. And I pulled it down, and I had the emo look. Here, let me show you. I have to give the facial
not
expression
quite to your chin, but yeah, you got some hair going.
How's
there,
that
buddy.
Look?
It looks so. I wish I knew how to do a screenshot.
Alternative.
Maybe if I touch
Jane
hair.
Is going to be all frothy over that hairdo.
It's not my best.
Oh,
look.
She's actually Jane. Yeah, Jane wishes that was exactly how long her hair was. Where have you gotten it cut at all, or is that just?
No,
growth.
Yeah, I'm just, it's all just going, all of it. I'm trimming my sideburns a little bit, but.
And that's it. Other than that, just let it go. Why the hell not? Man buns, they're a thing. You love it. You look great in that.
I know, why not? Speaking of Jane, did you see that picture on Instagram on Friday?
No. What'd you put up?
Oh, well, as you guys, it was actually Sarah.
Oh, I think I did see it. It's like me as like a goth chick. Yeah, I saw that. I thought you were going to say Jane put up some awesome picture of herself.
Oh, we're still waiting on that. Yeah, the
leather mama. One. Yeah.
No, that'd I think good. That's the. I think I took that picture with my Snapchat, the one of Sarah with the
yeah,
black
like
lipstick.
I had some filter on and yeah, right. It's a good one. It's great. I love it. It's like the bad girl side of me.
It looks great. It's actually a really cute picture. It's unfortunate. I used to really like being in the same room together when we did this yeah. Is so weird.
It was fun. It was the olden days.
It's been,
you know?
Nice knowing you though. I mean,
it has
if this
been.
Still counts as knowing you, then great, but it does feel very different.
Look, Zoom is keeping us all together. Your daughter's not the only one using new technology. It's boy, the old people have to figure it out too.
Did you hear we're gonna have an all staff meeting on Zoom this Thursday?
I can't wait.
You can't wait. How the hell's that supposed to work?
It's gonna be great. Well, I guarantee you it's not going to be a gallery view. Going to be, you know. Is it company-wide or is it everybody at our station?
Oh, no, I think it's just...
Yeah, it's local.
I think it's Entercom San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. So all the stations, yeah. We all get to... That'll be great. Well, I can leave that meeting anytime I want to.
That's not true. That'll be yeah, logged, Sarah.
No, right. I don't have to. I'm saying I can leave the thing logged in and go make myself some breakfast or something.
Right, I see.
There you go.
I'll never do that, though, Greg. I'm much more respectful than that. I can't wait for your meeting. I'm sure it's going to be
fantastic,
terrifying. I mean, informative and amazing. What the hell are they going to tell us now? It's like, can we wait till 2021 for more news
no,
about anything?
You know what? I actually think it's a good. Although I went great, usual nonsense that yes. I would have, the, you know,
mm-hmm.
Whiny bitch about it. But the truth is, I really think we should all sort of hear from our boss once in a while. It's been 7 months. So
yeah. So every
it would
now
be
and
nice
then.
To hear everything's good and we're looking pacing well for 2021. And
yep.
Go team.
And what could possibly go wrong? Yep, I'm looking forward to it too. It's gonna
I'm
be
sure
great.
That's the message.
Yeah,
not
sure.
We're freaking out.
Our pets are falling off.
Make me feel good, Greg. Make me feel good. Thank
Do it,
you.
Greg. Oh, I can't wait. It's gonna be good. Celebrity Trash This Hour is brought to you by Flu Shots. As if you don't have enough to worry about, go get one of these too. flu season is still coming, even with COVID around. So if you haven't already done so, make sure you make the time to get your flu shot. And see what places are doing drive-through shots. They're making it pretty easy for you to do these days. So hopefully once we get a COVID vaccine, that'll be the same thing. It'll be super easy, very accessible. I have high hopes. She's got high hopes. Tonight on TV, Big Brother. That's the only one I care about. There's some other stuff and I'll tell you about it. But Big Brother is on tonight. The finale is next Wednesday. So I guess we whittle it down to three this week. And all I know now is I just don't care about the show, except I will watch it. And what a boring season. The finale's next week, and we'll stop grousing about it. Thursday night football is tonight. It's because COVID. So 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. our 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You got nothing to do? Watch a little football.
Yeah, it's cool.
The Bills and the Chiefs. Real Monday night football at 5:15 our time on ESPN. Cowboys, Cardinals. The 19th season premiere of The Voice. Mm. 19 seasons in. Holy, I've always thought of this as the new singing show. That's tonight at 8. NBC.
Well, 19 seasons, does that mean they've been doing 2 a year?
I'm sure they do, right? Yeah. 2 a year? Yeah. Still,
that's how
19.
Survivor has 40 seasons.
Right.
Is that they've been doing 2 a year.
Yeah, it started in 2011.
Can you see when the next Survivor season is going to be?
Sure. I'll check on that right now.
I'm sure it's, you know, COVID sucks. So I'm sure it's not happening.
It's a lot harder, I'm sure. Although, that greatest, the travel game clip was filmed in 2018. So
the
that's
Amazing
why we
Race.
Got that.
Right.
I was going to say, it's impossible to travel. There's no way they can do Survivor right
well,
now.
Well, no one will let Americans in, so.
Right.
Let's see. So The Voice tonight, that's Kelly Clarkson, John Legend, Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton. They're the judges. And then there's a Dancing with the Stars tonight. I guess that's twice a week, right? Like a Monday, Tuesday thing. But you guys, listen, Derek Huff is going to be performing a special dance. And I think he's one of the judges now, but he used to be one of the pro dancers. He's amazing. So if you don't want to miss his special dance, here's where you'll be tonight. Okay. A couple weeks ago, I was telling you about there was a stunt guy or some kind of movie magic guy who was saying, oh, this is how you make this sound, and here's what we do in this situation in movies. I like this kind of. So this is.
Oh, yeah. Was that on TikTok?
Yeah, yeah. He's like the secrets behind movie making. The producers of No Time to Die, that's the latest James Bond, revealed that they used 8,400 gallons of Coca-Cola to make a cobbled street less slippery for a James Bond motorbike stunt. Apparently, this is a regular thing. They take gallons and gallons of sticky soda and put it on and just let it wash down the street, and then it dries and it's sticky and it helps them not wipe out. According to a stunt guy by the name of Lee Morrison, Daniel Craig devised the trick. Really? He didn't do it. Of course, he has a stunt double. He's like, here's what I think you should do. So his stunt double is a guy by the name of Paul Edwards, and he hit a 25-foot ramp at 60 miles an hour, cleared a wall, landed on the cobbles, and they spent about $60,000 spraying, or more, even more.
On soda.
On spraying Coca-Cola all over the street. So this is it's a thing. This is normal, apparently. And they say that when they wash it off, because they, you know, wet it down afterward and get rid of it, put that all that Coca-Cola, 8,500 gallons of Coca-Cola right down the drain. And apparently it takes a lot of the dirt with it. And the streets always look beautiful. So the people you know, it's not like it's all gummy afterward. April of next year is when we're going to get No Time to Die.
Can't wait.
It's been delayed twice by the pandemic. But I just thought, well, that makes perfect sense. You want a sticky surface.
Totally not really about stunt doubles or anything like that, but you just made me think of, you know, on if you watch Kook Slams or any of those Instagram posts where they just show people wiping out.
Yes.
Most people grew up, I certainly did, as with a BMX bike, and we spent hours building jumps. Mm. And coming up with ways, and often you'd think you've got this thing dialed, and then you hit the thing and the thing would bust into a million pieces and someone would go home hurt. And it's always funny to hear, like, that's probably where stunt people got their start, is the nonsense you do in front of your house with
they're the ones who survived that and went, I can just keep doing this is I'm brave, I'm fairly good looking. They could certainly put some makeup on me to make me look like Brad Pitt.
I just love that stuff. All those videos too remind me of the wipeouts we used to have. Just
remember, you were saying about some friend of yours is keeps renting out a movie theater or something.
Yes,
having these. This is a full on thing. You can go to AMC.com. $99. You can, for you, 20 friends. They have movies to choose from. I don't know if you can have your own movie shown there or whatever. I mean, no one really has full on reels. But if you're tired of sitting on your couch, you can rent out the whole theater for $99. Go to, I guess it's AMC.com. It's just a link here. But it's, they've got like some Halloween favorites, Nightmare Before Christmas, Annabelle, Hocus Pocus, just to list a few. And they've also got things like Jurassic Park, newer movies like Tenet, and The New Mutants. And it's $99, 20 people, in one of their safe and clean auditoriums. And I don't know if that means you can go in there and buy some popcorn.
My buddy's done it twice and loves it. And he's invited me both times, but I, you know, people with older kids don't remember. It's funny how they forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to keep your kids in your little bubble when there's all these other people.
You think I'm going to be, where am I going to get time to? No, I can't do that.
Bruce, would
Sarah,
you like to
do? I did some research on the Survivor thing.
Oh, yes. It's, oh, please do tell me.
So, of course, it was delayed, and it looks like they're not going to be able to start shooting in Fiji until July. This coming spring through July, which makes it unlikely for them to be able to air at least until 2022.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It stinks.
Are you okay?
I just died. You guys, no one cared. I totally just died, and no one had anything to say.
Having a survivor meltdown.
You'll be all right.
You have those once a week.
I was dying. Anyway. God, jeez, you got to be kidding me. That sucks. Well, maybe they'll do more Big Brothers. Oh, that sucks so bad. I'm really doing this. I got to go. I have to take a nap now.
You don't even like Big Brother. What are you talking about?
I'll watch that, though. I do like Big Brother. I like Big Brother. I just can't believe it's going to be over a year before we get another Survivor. I'm sure there's a portion of our audience rejoicing right now. Good for you.
Oh. Mm.
There's your whole thing, my epic acting right there with the whole dying thing. There's your Instagram. You're welcome. There's your Instagram post.
Oh.
All right.
Mm. Oh, mm-hmm. Great. And I didn't even notice you're dying right there, so I'm going to be on video doing
You're the
stuff.
Mean guy who didn't care that I was dying. God.
Super. Darn, I should have acted more concerned. My bad.
Well, do it now. Maybe you can splice it together. Try it.
My darling, are you okay?
My darling.
Oh, I've been revived by your love. Okay, phew. So it ended
pushing
well.
Pushing your bangs out of your eyes.
Oh, thank
Get
you.
Get these curtains off your forehead. Let me feel you to see if you're... No, you're not warm. Okay, well, at least I know you don't have COVID or think. Do you need mouth to mouth?
You need mouth to mouth.
Oh, this just keeps getting better. This might be my favorite Instagram post ever. Damn. I just got
tongue
from Vinny.
All right, splice those together. Now you got a movie.
Yeah.
Let's leave everything in, though. That was
Yeah,
great.
The whole thing. I just that is. The whole thing. I love when things unfold like that.
The whole package.
Do you like Die Hard? The movies.
Love. Oh, wait,
well,
is that a question for me, or was
be
that?
Sure. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I love Die Hard. I saw it recently. It still holds up.
Bruce Willis is reprising his role as John McClane in an epic Die Hard battery commercial.
Oh.
It's adorable. They made a whole two-minute film about it, where he's, you know, trying to get the hell out of there, and he goes to start his car, and the car doesn't start, and he needed the Die Hard battery. Was there any audio worth using for that? Because it's just, it put that up at the Serenity Facebook
I'll
page.
I'll do that, sure. Yeah. It's a worth the watch, though. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it is. It's really, you know, he's in full actor mode. Like, he was like, yeah, I'm John McClane. Here I am with my Die Hard battery. He's actually, at one, never mind, you got to watch it. I don't want to, no spoilers. Next up. Oh, shoot. I'm like out of time. Hey, I wanted to mention this. I know I'm out of time. The Stand. We talked about this a while ago. Can you repost this on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page? The Stand is a book by Stephen King. There's actually two versions of the book. There's an unabridged version that has a whole nother sort of character arc in it that, look, if you've got, I don't know, nothing to do, read an awesome book. They made it into a miniseries, I want to say in the 90s even. Like, it was just a TV miniseries, and it was, I think Rob Lowe's in it. And a few, like Molly Ringwald, I think, is in it.
Yeah, you mentioned this all the time. I didn't see that version of it. But
very
it,
cheesy. Very,
yeah,
very
it
cheesy.
It apparently stood out in your head because you remember it very well.
Well, CBS is doing it again. The best part about it is that Eric Northman from True Blood, he's the mean husband on Big Little Lies.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name in real life.
God, that was. I wish they'd do another season of that. I really like that.
Oh, I wonder if they will. I hope they will. Anyway, he's going to be the bad guy, the dark man in Stephen King's apocalyptic epic is coming to CBS All Access, and it premieres on December 17th. So if you are... Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Does that guy's brother play...
Yes.
Pennywise?
Yeah. Yes.
So they apparently...
And their dad's
just
an actor, too.
They're great villains. Is that it?
It turns out. Yeah.
All right.
But I just, oh man, I can't look at that guy enough. I really like him. Maybe you could dress as him for Halloween.
Is that because you've seen his chaunch?
I've seen all his stuff, yeah. They showed his stuff on True Blood. Remember that
oh,
one
is that where you saw it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you liked
oh,
it.
And also, actually, don't they show it in Big Little Lies, too? Yeah. Don't you get a quick glimpse at it?
Yeah, that one scene where she, like, hits it with a racket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh.
Well, he was mean. He was a bad, he deserved it.
Right.
Okay, Vinny, what's coming up? After that, I'm sure
I'm
you're
just, I'm
totally
sorry.
Focused.
I'm lost. Comcast commercials coming up, everyone.
Okay.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.